Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Blocks Talks Roblox Review Podcast. I'm Mav, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
Hello, everyone. So, Rex, how have you been today?
Pretty good. Glad it's the weekend and ready to do this episode. How about you?
Oh, I am pretty excited for this episode. As you do know, I've been busy solving the ARGs, so we decided we may as well take a break from, you know, evil cow industries, start doing something a little more peaceful, a little more chill. So today we're going to be playing the Tower Heroes. Doors is, yes, it will forever be up there, which is going to be nice. So we figured we may as well try it and, you know, have some fun along the way.
Ooh, yeah. And this is a live gameplay, guys.
Right. So, as we talk about, as we play Tower Heroes, we're also going to be, you know, talking about the podcast, things that are going to be coming up, just talking about life in general. So, yeah, let's jump on into this game.
Yeah, let's go.
So, you guys, Tower Heroes is a tower defense game created by Pixelbit Studios, and the event we're going to be playing today specifically is made by Tower Heroes and Elsplash. So yeah, we're gonna be doing the doors event. Do you want to try and get the badge? Are you confident in our abilities, or do you think we should start off easy level or just go straight for the badge?
Good question. I mean, I don't know. I'm not huge on, you know, like tower defense games. I mean, I enjoy them. I just don't play them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think with both of our genius brains put together, we might be able to do the badge.
Okay.
Okay, so where is it?
So I'm going to be starting our nice little server over here. Cancel. Alright, here we go. So we go progress, special levels, play, library, and we're gonna do challenge mode, vote. Sorry, I send you an invite, and you can go ahead and join the library. Alright. Adventure. So, I've done this a couple times. I know that the key is gonna be, okay, I say hard. I say...
No, I say... I don't know.
So just vote for hard.
Okay,
okay, there we go.
Alright.
Alright, so we're gonna want to start placing stuff right away. Alright. Come on and help me out here. So, place a little wizard guy down over in this junction. Hello?
Well, I did. It's behind you.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it in the junction. Okay. Can you sell that one? Because, that's not going to be useful. Right where it is. Okay. So, I'm going to sell this, so...
Okay,
I think the strat here is going to be that we place them right up in the front here.
Okay.
Alright, so... place two in front. And then make sure that they're as close to the path as you can be, otherwise they're just not going to be effective.
Alright.
They're not going to help at all.
I'm going to...
I would say place them in this front area so that way they're 100% guaranteed that they will get some hits in. Can you start moving people over to get that screech?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, as far as your life on Roblox Online, what have you been up to recently?
Honestly, I've really just been focused kind of on, some, Bed Wars and, what else? So definitely some Bed Wars occasionally, and then, what's it called? Plifferine Pirates. I've been playing that a lot.
Oh, yeah. That is a good game to play. Just FYI, the key's going to be upgrading here.
Right.
So, if you... I say stick around the front to keep the upgrades. And then back here, once we battle Figure, we're going to want to have multiple areas guarded. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't play that many tower defense, so, but I can keep placing down wizards, yes, but then I'm upgrading some of mine.
So, up here in the front, see if you can upgrade your front two wizards.
Upgrade.
Perfect. All right.
Oh, another one? No, that one's yours.
All right, so I'm going to upgrade my chef.
Oh, that's my chef. Okay.
Try and sell that one that you have out in the middle of nowhere, because that's not going to be helpful. Right. Anyway. I have not been into a lot of Roblox this week. This week, really, my focus has been, of course, on school. It's been a big week for me, especially with the concert going on. But also, another thing that's been going on is ARG hunting. So I've been working on the Happy Meat Farms ARG. Doing codes, of course, over at analyzing like every single frame and every single video. That's been a lot of fun, though. Okay, so now we gotta hire. So really, once we get people packed in here, all the playing is really going to happen in the front.
Right, of course.
I think a lot of these models are pretty cool. I like the way that Duke is, like, crawling.
I think
that's very unique.
Okay, so I have all mine upgraded at least once. I don't want this one, Chef, but...
So, as you guys may know, we are rapidly approaching our 50th episode, which, I mean, we're going to give you a bit more information. It's going to be a marathon. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have actually been planning this for quite some time now. You know, it's been in the works for quite a bit. Okay. We're gonna upgrade this dude real quick. Okay, we don't actually have enough. So if you can, yeah, sell this dude who's out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, because he's not being the most helpful. Okay, that was cool, I guess. I don't know what that did, but sounded important. So we have 40 levels here, so we're going to be here for a bit, but hey, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right. Well, you can go up here. I didn't even know you could go up here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh, this is where we're protecting.
Right. If we play this right, nothing should get past. Wow.
Great. You... And upgrade you. So now we have a lot of fire level wizards. So that's decent.
I definitely think that my guys by the door are a big help.
Yeah.
But, once we get to our figure boss, it's really all going to be about speed, you know, selling, moving, all of that stuff.
Right.
Which is why it's nice to be in two-player, because then you can already have someone putting stuff over there.
Yeah.
And you're not, like, wasting resources and whatnot.
Right.
Okay, so I was wondering if this whole guy eventually is going to be maybe in floor two or something. Maybe that's maybe a kind of leak.
Maybe. Or maybe there just wasn't enough doors under these, you know?
Yeah. It's pretty possible. Though I do think it's a cool monster. Okay, so these guys got a little bit more health than we are used to.
Because I have that guy right over there who will take care of them if they get past.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So we may want to be a bit more on our guard.
Okay.
Yeah, so these guys that you have out in the middle of nowhere, try to sell them.
I don't really see anyone out in the middle of nowhere. They're all on the path.
So there's one of your chefs out kind of just sitting here, not really doing anything.
I see him contributing, so.
Well, it's just a little more effective when it's closer.
True.
You get more hits, you know. Okay. Man, we're knocking up a lot of these guys.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of almost flying through this, but also not really flying through.
And for those of you guys listening, we do only have two characters, the chef and the wizard. So that's a bit of a downside.
Right.
Okay, we got hands now. Oh, wow, now we have a pink wizard.
Yeah, that's mine.
So, let's see here. Surprisingly enough, I haven't really been into a lot of doors this week.
You have or haven't?
have not really. I have been trying though, to get through chapter 2 of the Mimic. I did one playthrough. I kind of broke the game. Didn't have time, so I just had to quit. So I've been trying to progress through the chapters and stuff.
Right.
Trying to catch back up to where the story is right now. I do enjoy the Mimic.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit confusing, but I think it's a pretty fun game.
Yeah. A lot more intense than the usual things.
Right.
I end up playing, but. So once we reach around like wave 40, we're gonna wanna start stockpiling our stuff almost.
Right, and putting them farther back, right?
Well, kind of. Just stockpiling. So that way we'll have enough to be able to sell, move. When the gear comes around.
Ooh, scared me a little bit.
That was a little too close.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay, there we go. I was like very worried there.
Yeah.
Part of me almost wishes you could kind of go, like, just speed things up. That would be very nice.
Yeah.
But, hey. So, as we are playing Adore's event, what are you thinking about Floor 2? Do you have any new ideas? Hopes? Oh! Okay, we got our eyes. That's not good. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, we're gonna have to be a bit more careful now.
Right. Oh, gotta sit up for this.
What I don't like is how much it costs to upgrade the chefs.
Right.
That's quite a bit of money.
It is.
But, I mean, they are pretty effective once you get them past level 1. So.
Yeah. Okay, we're doing pretty well. We're on 21.
Oh boy. We got Seek coming. Oh goodness. I don't think we can handle these Seeks. Yep, there we go. That's game. Well, I don't know if we can handle a hard one. Maybe we should try return to the round.
Well, can't you just replay and then go for a different?
I feel like we kind of had it.
So I feel like we could probably do medium.
We did that pretty well. But, you know, we are 17 minutes in, so I think It is time, though, to call it for today's episode.
Really? You'd think.
Yeah.
No.
Unfortunately, we did die, but that was actually a lot of fun.
It was.
I would definitely be willing to do that again in a future episode. And, yeah. So, until next time. Well, sorry. Jumping ahead a bit. Not quite the outro, but, yeah. We're going to be signing off now.
Yep.
Well, you guys, that is it for today's episode. We really do hope you enjoyed it.
Yep. Of course, if you did enjoy this, make sure to leave your review or answer in the Q&A and give us 5 stars, whether you're on Apple or Spotify. We really hope you enjoy it. And of course, if you have any suggestions for games, we're always looking. We're starting to run out almost of, like, games we know really well. We'd love to hear your suggestions, and you can do that 1 of 3 ways. You can leave it in the Q&A, or in your review on Apple Podcasts, or you can join the George Group. George Group on Roblox, that's G-O-G-O-G-O-R. I don't know how to spell George. I'm blanking on
G-O-R-G.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. All right. So, yeah, we'd love to hear your suggestions.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe we will try this again. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Until next time, everyone. I'm Mav, my boy.
And I'm Rex.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.